Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Welcome to Walking in His Word. It's a Tuesday. It's a terrific Tuesday, I might say. Hey, anytime, Pastor Aaron, we can just kind of march through spring. It's terrific.
It is terrific.
Because even a bad weather day, if you look at the extended weather forecast, there's always in the next 24 to 48 hours a nice pleasant day.
Right. You can see it on the horizon somewhere. It's coming.
It's a terrific Tuesday for many, many reasons.
Come on.
April 2nd, Jesus is still alive.
Let's go.
And it's springtime, and this is my favorite season.
Yeah.
So I'm in a good mood.
I love it. Well, Pastor Tim this week is preaching a great message called Don't Waste Your Life. And I hope you guys got to listen to the first episode yesterday. If you didn't, you can go to our podcast page and listen to the whole episode there. But we were talking, Pastor Tim is talking about this idea of the woman who comes to his feet, pours out the alabaster perfume jar on his feet, preps him for burial, and Pastor Tim is going to talk about this week how this was, even for this woman to do this, was culturally a unacceptable thing.
Yeah.
And I think that if you really want to, in our culture today, if you want to be wasting your life for Jesus, Pastor Tim uses that term, I'm gonna use it too. If you're gonna just pour out your life to Jesus, you have to be countercultural.
That's good.
You have to be countercultural. I heard a song recently, a song just came out, and it was talking about this. The song is called Rebel, and it was talking about being a rebel for Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think that we don't think about being a rebel as being a rebel for Jesus. That's exactly what this woman did. It was culturally unacceptable for her to come and let down her hair, wipe Jesus' feet with her. It was culturally unacceptable for her to even come to the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
And yet that's what she did, because she understood something that no one else in that room did. And I think that if we're going to live a poured out life on the altar of praise, saying, Jesus, my life is a living sacrifice for you, we have to live counterculturally.
And let's be honest, Pastor Aaron, I would say that the majority of young people that we work with these days culture has emptied them dry.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And they're looking for the true fountain of life.
Yep. Come on.
And it is countercultural. And that's what they need. That's what we all need.
Yeah.
Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
But the chief priests, so they were there, plotted to put Lazarus to death also. So quite the group of people that was at this supper that was hosted by Simon the leper. It says in verse 4 of Mark chapter 14, why was this fragrant oil wasted? And I want to talk about don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. That's the title of this message. Why was this fragrant oil wasted? That's what they thought Mary was doing, was wasting. Wasting the oil. I mean, it was very expensive. Wasting it by this act of devotion upon Jesus. She's throwing her life away. She's wasting her life. And I say that the people that were wasting their life were the ones that weren't doing that, like Judas, like the chief priests, like the ones that criticized her, the disciples. You know, Judas Iscariot was the leading criticizer of what was going on. But the Bible says in Mark's gospel that the disciples all criticized him. So I believe the ringleader of criticism, the one that it started in, was Judas Iscariot. I can't believe that she's wasting this. We could have given this to the poor. And he's talking to the other disciples, the other 11. Yeah. They just join in. But it started with Judas Iscariot. Well, I don't want to waste my life. Do you want to waste your life? I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to accumulate wealth only for this life. I don't want the pressure of people to keep me from loving Jesus. You know, Mary came, and in the presence of all those people, the townspeople were there, chief priests were there, friends were there. In the presence of all of them, she just poured out her love to Jesus. And she didn't care what they thought. And I don't want to waste my life caring about what people think concerning my devotion to the Lord. I don't want to hold back. I don't want to withdraw. I don't want to keep my mouth silent. I don't want to refrain my worship and my obedience to God because other people might think I'm wasting my life serving Jesus. And I don't think I'm the only one here that feels that way. I don't want to die without leaving a legacy of faith to others. Jesus says that Mary's devotion will be remembered for generations. He says that in verse 9. Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And of course, God in his providence put this story in the scriptures, which are timeless, and we have a witness, an eternal witness of this woman just pouring out her love and her devotion to Jesus Christ, not caring what anybody else thought about her. She just did it. It was in that culture inappropriate for her to touch a man. It was also inappropriate for her to let down her hair in the presence of other men. But she didn't care what culture said was inappropriate. She was going to do what she wanted to do because she was filled with a love and a passion for Jesus Christ. And that's a legacy that she leaves us, and I want to talk about that. How I don't want to waste my life living for myself, loving myself. I want to give my life to Jesus. You know what I want to do? I want to pour out my heart on him. I want to waste my life on Jesus Christ. I mean that in the best sense of the word. Amen? There are too many people wasting their life. We have a number of people here, and thank God for them. Simon the leper, according to Mark chapter 14, hosted this dinner in honor of Lazarus being raised from the dead. And, you know, so I tried to research who this Simon the leper was. Obviously, he wasn't a leper anymore. And I believe Jesus healed him in his ministry. Don't you? And but we don't know really who Simon the leper was. We know that Jesus healed those that were afflicted with leprosy, and it was a mighty miracle. But this is the place where Simon is found, and he's called the leper, and he's inviting Jesus into his home because Jesus had done a real miracle in his life. And leprosy is a type of the spreading influence of sin and also the death sentence of sin, because if you had leprosy, it's spreading. And if you had leprosy, it's going to kill your life. And we know that the wages of sin is death. And sin spreads like a disease in our lives. And Jesus healed him. And I want you to know Jesus saves. And if you're a believer today, you're like Simon the leper. Jesus healed you of your sinful leprosy. And you should invite him into your house, your home, and your heart and celebrate what Jesus has done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So Simon's not wasting his life. Lazarus was resurrected and walking in newness of life. And man, I can go on and on about Jesus resurrecting Lazarus from the dead. And is that not a sign also of salvation? We are dead in our trespasses and sins, and all of a sudden Jesus calls forth a miracle, and we are resurrected to newness of life. We're saved. And every time we do a baptism, it's celebrating, you know, the old man is dead, and a new man is resurrected and walking in newness of life. Hallelujah. Martha was there, and she's doing what she's always doing, showing her love for Jesus by serving him. But she's not wasting her life. Judas Iscariot was wasting his life, coveting money, criticizing others, and ultimately betraying the Lord. The curious townspeople wasted their life because they were just there to see. But they weren't there to believe. They weren't there to honor Jesus. They were just captivated by the miraculous. Well, I want you to know, you don't go to heaven simply being captivated by what God can do. You go to heaven because you have repented of your sins and received him. Am I right about that? The chief priests, they were wasting their life. They were such hypocrites. There's keeping the Passover and meticulously keeping all the law, and at the same time plotting to kill Lazarus and Jesus. That's crazy, isn't it? Crazy how dark a heart can be. Yes, we must tithe even the mint and the spices to obey the law. And we must make sure we wash our hands and obey all the law meticulously. How can we put them to death? How can we murder them? Yes, how can we murder them? Wow, what hypocrisy.
So I was listening to this preacher, and he said something really, I thought it was really profound. I want to repeat it here too. He just says, there's so many great Christians out there. Hmm. And they go to church consistently. They read their Bible consistently. They listen to worship music consistently. They read devotionals consistently. They prayer journal. They do all these things. But he says he's noticed something, that they lack speaking out.
Hmm.
To people about Jesus.
Yeah.
They're filled up, wildly filled up.
Yeah.
You know, between church services and worship music and Bible reading and prayer journaling and devotionals and small groups that they're going to, you know, many times a month, they're super filled up, but they rarely speak out to people about Jesus.
Wow, come on.
And I was like, whoa, he's on to something here.
Yeah.
And then he said something. He's like, what got the disciples killed? All of them. What got Jesus killed? It was just speaking. It was speaking.
Yeah.
It was stop speaking in the name of Jesus.
Right.
You know, they beat them, and then they warn them, if you do it again, you're worse than this is going to happen. We're going to beat you again, or we're going to kill you. Stop speaking. That was never, hey, stop. Stop privately praying.
Yeah, stop meeting in people's homes. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Don't do that behind closed door. No.
No, it wasn't that. It was stop speaking publicly about Jesus.
Yeah, come on.
You're messing everything up here. We got a good thing going. We got our pockets lined with money. You're ruining all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're ruining our system.
Yeah, we got a whole thing here. Stop it. Shut up. You know, that. And I just felt convicted by that, Pastor Aaron.
Yeah.
That this truly is about speaking about Jesus.
Come on.
And people do get a little uncomfortable when you start speaking about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and I do it a lot, like at the restaurants, or, you know, with the waitresses and waiters, and at the gym with people, and just around town, you know, and doing things. Just, I find myself, hey, you know, church and Jesus, and, you know, how are you doing these days? And yeah, it's a little like off-putting to people at first.
Yeah.
But my hope and my prayer is that when we're done talking, and like they kind of like settle down at the end of the evening, they're remembering this conversation with
right.
me.
Right, come on.
And the Holy Spirit is hounding them.
Yeah.
And it does feel like that people just want to say, you know, hey, stop talking about that stuff.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? But it's not a waste.
No, it's not
and
a waste.
You are not wasting your life by speaking to people about Jesus. That's
come on.
The ultimate peak.
Yeah.
That's where we peak
come on.
As Christians.
Let's go.
All right, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in His Word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.